For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Let's stand up. Will you join us in singing tonight? We're so glad that you are here. If there's a way you guys can make your way in on the aisles, there's a lot of people standing in the back. We're glad you came too. Let's sing Joy to the World. job singing, guys. You can have a seat.
What name could contain such a glory? In the cool breezes of Eden, wrought from the infant earth, one arose, the voice of his creator speaking his identity to life. Adam, man. And as heaven waited short with breath, the creator spoke yet another, Eve, mother of all the living. So it was with Abraham, named in the promise as the father of nations. Peter, the rock upon which the church would stand. The name called to life the destiny within. The name set the stage for all that was to come. And unto us a child was born. And what name could contain his glory? For he was mighty God, as the universe gasped into being, flinging rays of light from his presence to pierce the void, to shatter the shadows to a tapestry of color. And he is mighty God, shattering our darkness, revealing our light, our truth in him. He was everlasting Father when orphaned Israel needed a father's touch. When we, with grief-stricken cheeks, need the embrace of one who never leaves. When we have lost our way to dark horizons, it is our everlasting Father who lights the way home. He is Prince of Peace. When, like Elijah, we need the still small voice in the turmoil's midst. When, like David, we need the melodies of his presence to soothe our troubled minds. He is sanctuary within our trials, shepherd guiding us to still waters. And yes, he is wonderful counselor. God who gives counsel in the chaos, crafting disorder into calm and failure into beauty. He is a voice for the voiceless. He is dignity for the stateless soul. It is he who raised up a lowly shepherd to become a king. He who took the fishermen of Galilee and made them leaders of history. It is the counselor who redeems our lost years, breaking chains that have kept dreams imprisoned and joy confined. The name reaches across eternity, exclaimed by the splendors of galaxies, sung by the passions of angels, roared in heaven's fervor, exalted in creation's unfettered rejoicing. What name could contain him? What title? What soul renown? For this is our wonderful counselor. This is our mighty God. This is our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. What name could contain Emmanuel, God with us, Yahweh, the great I am? What name could contain the Word of Life, the Light of the World, the King of Kings, the Lord of all? We bow to the name that holds every other in its matchless worth. What name could contain such a glory? What name but Jesus? We cry Jesus. We cry holy is the name.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us this Christmas Eve. We're so excited to celebrate the birth of our King. We're going to do that in a very special way. This is going to be a treat for all of us as we immerse ourselves in the story of the birth of Jesus through videos like that, through corporate worship, through storytelling, and the reading of Scripture. And some of you know that we have been going through a series right now where we took a deep dive on those four names of Jesus found in Isaiah. And here's that verse. It says this: "For to us a child is born,
To us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Isaiah prophesied about the coming of Jesus some 700 years before Jesus was even born. And we know that the truth is, Jesus is the fulfillment of these verses. Jesus is the one whose name is above every name. Jesus is the name that every knee will bow to on heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is the name that the angels told Joseph to name his baby boy so many years ago in that manger in Bethlehem. Jesus is the Son of God. We know that this is what the angel told Joseph. He says this, your wife Mary will give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name, what is it? Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sins. Now, we'll talk about that toward the end of the message. Jesus came to save us from our sins, but it's that name, Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. His name is Jesus. So what does it mean that God became a man, became like one of us? What does that even mean? How does that affect us? Why does that matter to you today in 2021? What difference does it make? Well, I want to touch on that just briefly tonight as we weave in between music and verses. And I want to give us four reasons why it matters. Here's the first one. If God became a man, then God is among us. God is not some distant, far off place that we can't know him. He came to be part of us. In fact, he invaded this planet, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that is not unremarkable. That is not insignificant. We read this in Matthew chapter 1. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus became a man, God in the flesh. And I love what J.B. Phillips says. He's an English Bible scholar. He said this, behind all of our fun and games at Christmas time, we should not try to escape the sense of awe, almost a sense of fright at what God has done. We must never allow anything to blind us to the true significance of what happened at Bethlehem so long ago. Nothing can alter the fact that we live on a visited planet. God came to this planet. But don't just take my word for it. Let's listen to the story about the birth of Jesus as it's read from Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2.
Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever and ever, and his kingdom will never end. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and who was expecting a child.
Thank you. bow to babe on bended knee. The Savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born. He shall reign forevermore. No.
God becoming a man means four things. First, it means God is among us. He came to this planet, invaded this planet. The second thing it means to us tonight is that God is accessible to you appointed to me. He's accessible, meaning you can know him. In fact, God is knowable. That's a crazy thought to some people, that you could actually know God, but God made it so that we could know him. He is accessible. You have access to him, and so do I. In fact, God, we know, came so that you could have a relationship with him, a personal relationship with him. He didn't just want you to be religious. He wanted relationship with you because he loves you. It says in John chapter 17, verse 3, we read this, "And this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth." Now just go back and let's read that again. It doesn't say, "And this is the way to have eternal life, to go to church, to do the best you can, to be a good person. Don't hurt anybody." That's not what it says. The way to eternal life is through a relationship with Jesus Christ. God is accessible because God became a man in the form of Jesus Christ. The fact of the matter is, Jesus wasn't even very religious. Did you know that? When he was on this planet, he caught a lot of flack because he wasn't very religious. And this is one of my favorite quotes of all time by Rebecca Pipper. She says, "It's a profound irony that the Son of God visited this planet, and one of the chief complaints against him was that he was not religious enough." Jesus was not religious enough. Can you imagine? And the reason is because he didn't come to start religion. He came for a relationship. He came for a relationship, and he pursues you because he loves you. Make no mistake about it. You are not here by mistake tonight. None of you are here by mistake. Jesus is pursuing you. And we know this is true. We look at the Christmas story and see how God pursued people. We see how he pursued the shepherds. And we see that God is accessible to everyone, as we read again in the Gospel of Luke.
"While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.'"
Will you stand with me?
Oh, come let us.
adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Sing choirs of angels.
Becoming a man matters first because it means God is among us. He invaded this planet. Number two, it means God is accessible. You can know him. You can have a relationship with him. And the third reason it matters is because God is available to you and to me. You can find him no matter what your status or standing on this planet. You can find him. All of us can. In fact, Jesus said it this way, whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. That word whoever is kind of important. Jesus says, whoever, that means you, that means me. You come to him, he will not drive you away. He is available to all. And in the Christmas story, don't we see that? We see that it doesn't matter your wealth. You can be rich or poor. It doesn't matter your religion. In the Christmas story, we see all kinds of people interacting with Jesus and his parents. And the Christmas story is full of the Magi and Jews and Gentiles and even the astrologers who were pagans. They really shamed and humbled the religious leaders of that time by looking at the scriptures and determining from the scriptures where Jesus was going to be born. Your age doesn't matter. In the Christmas story, we see old with Simeon and Anna playing an important role at the temple when Jesus was born. And young people, talk about young, Joseph and Mary. Mary may have been as young as 14 years of age when she gave birth to Jesus. It's not about your age. It's not about your race. I was thinking about that this week, especially with the state of our world right now. Jesus doesn't say, you can come to me if you're this race or that race. In fact, he says just the opposite. We read in Revelation 5, I'll read it to you. It says, with your blood, this is at the end of time. With your blood, Jesus, you have purchased for God persons from every tribe, every language, and every people and nation on the earth. Jesus is available to everyone. God's availability is not dependent on your race, your gender, your status, your age, your position, your religion. Jesus came for all. And you'll hear that again as we continue reading the Christmas story in the Gospel of Luke.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
His law is love.
becoming a man matters because it means God is among us. It matters because God is accessible. We can know him. It matters because he's available to anyone, no matter what your state of life is. And finally, it matters because it means God is approachable. You can come to him, and you can come to him without fear or intimidation. That is absolutely true. I like what it says in Philippians 2, Jesus became like men and was born a human being. It couldn't be any clearer. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, became a human being, and that shocked angels. I love what theologian J.I. Packer says. He says, the Almighty appeared on earth as a helpless human baby, needing to be fed and changed and taught to talk like any other child. The more you think about it, the more staggering it gets. Nothing in fiction is so fantastic as this truth of incarnation. I want to do something that I know you'll remember quite possibly for the rest of your life. I want to illustrate and give you a picture of what Jesus did for us. This is my grandbaby. This is Jack, Joseph and Katie Mae's little boy Jack. I want you to think about the absolutely insane idea that God became one of these. The God who created you. The God who someday will have your heart beat for the last time and you'll meet him face to face. The one who made the planets and the stars. The one who made everything that we see. That God, the most powerful being on the earth, allowed himself to become one of these and to be held up like a Lion King. I can't comprehend that. That's what your God did. Here's the thing. No one is intimidated by a baby. You may be intimidated by kings and people of power, but no one is intimidated by a baby. And this is what God did. But he didn't just come as a baby. This baby grew up, became a man, and died. We read in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, gave him up for you, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Billy Graham said it better than I could. He said, the very purpose of Christ coming into the world was that he might offer up his life as a sacrifice for the sins of men. He came to die. Jesus came as a baby to die for you. This is the heart of Christmas. This is the heart. He became a baby. Helpless. Vulnerable. So he could grow up and die for you. Thank you, Katie. We know that he came for you and he came for me. In fact, he is the greatest gift. He's God's gift to you. The question is, have you accepted this gift yet? Have you accepted the gift of Jesus? You can. In Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. What you deserve because of your sin and what I deserve because of my sin is simply death. Not just physical, but eternal. Separation from God forever in a place called hell. Like Max said the other day, we're all going to die. Merry Christmas. Well, tonight, you're going to hell. Merry Christmas. If you don't receive the gift, you don't have to. The gift's available to anyone. That baby came for you. Will you receive it tonight? I want to end by giving you a chance to receive that gift, and then we'll sing one more song. You have known about Jesus your whole life, and again, you're not here by mistake. Let me just say this. Don't let another Christmas go by without choosing Jesus, without receiving the gift of eternal life. Have your sins forgiven tonight by repenting and turning to him in faith. He's waiting for you. He's been pursuing you. He loves you. Don't wait another minute. Why don't you stand up first and bow your heads with me. We're going to pray, then we'll have a fun candlelight finish to our service. Let's bow your heads and we're going to pray together. And as we turn to prayer, I sense that some of you may have been close to God in the past, but maybe you've drifted away. I want to tell you, there's no better time to come back to God than at Christmas time. No matter who you are or what you've done or where you're at, God loves you right now and He's waiting for you. This is your moment to accept God's Christmas gift to you. So I'm going to say a prayer, and if it expresses the desire of your heart, why don't you pray along quietly with me in your heart? And you can pray something like this: Dear God, I don't want another Christmas season pass without accepting your gift to me. Thank you for coming to the earth as a baby so I could know what you're like. I'm amazed that you would want a relationship with me, but I want to get to know you. I want to learn to trust you. I know I've done wrong things. I've sinned against you. And tonight, I'm especially grateful for your forgiveness, for your gift of eternal life through the death of Jesus Christ on that cross for my sins. From this day forward, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Right now, December 24th, 2021, I repent. I turn away from my sins, and I choose to receive the gift of eternal life you offer me. Please come into my heart and forgive all my sins. Thank you that you heard my prayer. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Would you all keep your heads bowed just for a second? If you prayed that prayer for the very first time, you said yes to Jesus, Christmas Eve, this is my moment. I know God's been after me. If that's your prayer for the first time tonight, would you do me a favor and just look up at me? Everyone else, keep your head bowed. Just tip your head back and look at me in the eyes. Just, if that was you, you said, yes, Jesus, I need you. You came for me, and I'm going to turn to you right now. Look at me. Very good. Now keep looking at me now. If you're looking at me, if you pray that prayer, then just slide your hand up in the air. Please slide it up right now. Don't be embarrassed. Thank you. Put it way up so I can see it. It's dark out there. Thank you. Put it up. Yeah, so good. Keep it up just for a second. I'm so thankful that you made that decision. You can put your hands down. I'm talking to you now. If you made that decision tonight, God bless you. That's the best Christmas gift you will ever get. Receiving the gift of eternal life. That's the best decision you ever made. Merry Christmas to you. God bless you. And I'm sure you have questions. We want to help you. So if you pray that prayer tonight, I just ask that you maybe go to our connections booth after the service and just fill out a little card that says, this is my information, and we will not hound you. We'll just give you some information to help you with that decision that you made. We want to help you. For the rest of us, you can lift your heads. God, let's give a round of applause for what God has done tonight here. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to sing one more song. And hopefully you were given a candle. Don't turn it on yet. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to turn mine on. I'm going to reach out here to somebody who has a candle. I'm going to touch their candle. Then they're going to turn theirs on, and they're going to go around them and let other people touch their candle. Don't turn it on until somebody touches your candle. What we're going to see is the light spread throughout the whole room, just like we want to see the love of Christ spread throughout Utah and the world. And we're going to sing Silent Night together. If you could, don't keep these on the way out. I know this would be a nice little present, but we have people coming after you. Two more services. Drop these in a basket somebody will have as you go out. We do have another gift for you, a small gift, just saying thank you and God bless you for coming on Christmas Eve. We trust you will have a wonderful Christmas. Let's go ahead and start Silent Night. Let me touch this candle right here. And you can turn yours on and turn around. As soon as somebody touches yours, you can do it. God bless you guys.
Holy.
so tender am I. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Merry Christmas. God bless you guys. Come back next week. We'd love to see you.